Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The industry leader in conversation, that's us, Ustins, on the Good Day program. Good broad conversation, thoughts, trends, tidbits, talk that is important in some way, shape, or form. And I love saying this, hello, Altoona! Larry King used to have a great, hello, Altoona. That was one of his standby things when people would call. It was like, hello, Altoona. He always identified the callers not by name, but by the city or the town in which they live or from whom, from where they were calling. So, hello, Altoona and other places in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Good Day program. If you're just joining us, it's November 15th. The Ides of November are upon us. 30 days, half September, April, May, and November. So we are literally...
Well, June and November.
How is it? What did I say?
May has 31.
And all the rest have 31, except February in kind, which each leap year has 29. Is that how it goes? Something close to that, anyway.
If your birthday was February 29th, you were born on a leap year, would you celebrate the off years on the 28th or on March 1st?
I think it would depend on the age. If you're a youngster, yes.
Specifically.
If you're my age, no. Probably not. Just we'll do a little running and hiding, if you will. Skip to the, what's the old skip to Maluia? Let's skip to the next date, please. Thank you very much. Good news. Officials want to turn Rikers Island in New York into a green energy hub because a coalition of people, a lot of groups trying to figure out what to do with this big jail. You know, and all the Law and Order franchises, it's always sending the bad guys to Rikers because it was not a great place to go. So they want to try to figure out how to make it a green energy generator powering 45,000 homes. And they could do that with solar, probably some other things as well. Some of these groups also see it as a potential hub of job training for those people who want to go into that field. And as a replacement for at least several of the gas-fired power plants in New York. They still have...
That's pretty cool. That's
most playable. Yeah, it is kind of a good thing. City Council there ordered the Rikers Island to be shut down by 2027. And then they've come up with... they're trying to come up with ideas to offset the huge emission budget of the city. One wonders whether all of these things the federal government has enacted are going to be able to, you're going to realize, you're going to be able to do this. So with the Democrats in charge, kind of, they're still at the helm in the Senate, have the White House, it'll be interesting to see how some of this stuff goes, whether the freewheeled, the spending goes on and on and on and on like it has. And I would say the same, doesn't make a difference with me, I'm not political, I don't, you know, I'm kind of like Kevin Costner. I'm becoming immune to criticism from people who say that I'm a traitor. When I said what I did yesterday about Hillary Clinton being the next president, oh, my God. I should see some of the reaction to that stuff, like I have betrayed my oath as a talk radio personality or host. No, I haven't. I'm speaking my mind, which is my obligation, or at least that's the way I see what I'm supposed to do here. I mentioned Kevin Costner. Did you see this? He came out as a Liz Cheney supporter, and so a lot of his fans said they didn't like his politics. And he says, I don't care. And that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's good. Say what you think. He's not a Democrat. He's not a Republican like me. He's picking. I told you, I voted for two Democrats, two Republicans, and two Libertarians. And one independent at the election here in Massachusetts last week. And Costner says, you know, I think she is gutsy. She sticks up for what she believes. And I like her. So people say, well, I'm not going to watch Yellowstone anymore. And I'm not going to watch anything. How foolish is that?
Right? We should get to a point where everybody is voting for people because they believe in them. They believe what they are capable of if they should be in office.
Right.
Rather than just blindly going party to party.
Yep. So if we want to get an update on the situation in Arizona, it appears that Katie Hobbs has, in fact, won the governor's race. She's defeated Republican election denier Carrie Lake, who is pretty much a disgrace as far as I could figure out. She talks too much and doesn't say anything. From anything that I've read or looked at with her, she's just an opportunist. I think that's probably the best way of putting it. Democrats cementing the majority in the Senate for the next couple of years anyway. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, is that how you pronounce her name? One in Nevada. I don't think they've come up with they haven't got a real number, though. It's still in flux with the 435 seats in the House. There are 20 that are not called yet. So let's see here. Republicans have 212 seats right now, secure. Democrats have 203 seats. If you look at the overnight tallies, Republicans forecast to stay in control or regain control of the House, but it'll be very narrow. You got to have 218 seats, so they need to come up with another 15 seats. It's going to be a tough job. Well, maybe. Okay, so that's as much politics as I think we need, right? Anything else that needs our attention? I just thought the Kevin Costner thing was kind of a goal. You know what really bothered me? Okay, here's what really bothered me yesterday. You know, through the day, you and I and all of us who do this, we're always checking in. We're looking at the various sources, trying to just get an idea of where our head is at through the day and whether some of those thoughts and things that have occurred are going to make it onto the air. So I almost sent this to you, but I'm sure you're on top of it. The fact that Brady's ex-wife, divorced only 2 weeks, was out on a date with some MMA instructor over the weekend.
Granted,
with her kids.
Her longer marriage was actually over
before it was over.
She could have checked out a long time ago. And when he missed those practices with the NFL due to quote-unquote personal reasons, this could have been, like, their marriage was already done.
All right, so I shouldn't be all worked up about it then? Not my business to...
Yeah, let's go with that one. It's not our business, once again.
Nah. So why did it bug me?
When it comes to celebrities, a lot of times people will break up and it's already happened like a year ago and they're just announcing it or finalizing the divorces. And then you have other people who it's like the second they have the argument, they're both taking to social media in real time.
Okay, so I won't be that worked up about it. All right. I was worked up about it. Seems
like she's already moved on. How fast
Is
that?
Yeah. All right, let's talk about something that's going on with NASA. I love the folks at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. They say Artemis 1, the launch attempt, is on target. It had been set for yesterday. Now they've rescheduled it for tomorrow, mostly because of the storm. They had to get things set back on course, set up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're not in tune with or up with the NASA info, Artemis 1 is supposed to be the first of a number of missions. The goal is to set up a permanent base on the moon that will lead to astronauts going there as a stop off, and then they go to Mars. NASA says that the preparations for the launch are on track now, overnight schedule for 1:04 a.m. So by this time tomorrow, if the weather is A-OK, it'll be on its way up to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought this, this is the next thing. They have all kinds of redundancies now. You know, that's what Houston was built for, or actually, well, Houston was built first, and then they built Cape Kennedy. And it was really very interesting as to the reasons for it. You think this is all scientific stuff, right? We got to do some things in Houston because they're more scientifically oriented there, and then we got to do other things in Florida because that's the best place to launch. We can't launch from Houston. But the real reason, there is the Houston Space Station and there is the Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral, Cape, the Cape of Fear, which became the Cape of Hope. The reason there are two is 100% political. It was a judgment that was made actually quietly by LBJ. John Kennedy had the Space Center. Space Center was named for Kennedy after it had been built. LBJ was not happy that there wasn't a space station with his name on it or in his backyard, so that's why they built Houston, because of LBJ was the one who got it moved. He wanted to have the main operation in Texas. So check that out on your P's and Q's. It had nothing to do with anything but politics. LBJ wanted to be remembered.
Always been real.
I know. Yep. So the weather down in Florida, 90% chance of favorable weather for the launch. Temperatures in the 70s, winds out of the south-southwest, 10 to 15 knots. And so away we go. Artemis headed for the moon and then whatever we do. So they've been, remember,
let's
John Hopper.
What, the third or fourth attempt?
Yeah. Well, the hurricanes kind of screwed things up for sure.
Equipment errors, the first.
Yeah, a couple of
too.
Equipment problems. Yeah, exactly. All right, so that's good. Hey, look at where we are, 18 after the hour. You're listening. I feel like Delilah. You're listening to Delilah. For some reason, I've been in my car at night, and I've been listening to Delilah. And as much as it's as sappy as it is, it's kind of fun to get her, like Delilah's dilemma and what she tells people to do with their lives and ask for her advice. It's kind of cool. All right, so this is not Delilah. This is Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
After the hour now on the Tuesday. Doug Steffen, good day program. Now visiting social media, some of the trending stories about celebrities, and this is not good for Roberta Flack fans. There's a pronouncement from her doctors that will kind of be the end of her career, but I'll give you the details in a moment here on Good Day. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a smile. And so I came to see him to listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, a stranger to my eyes.
It's one of the smoothest voices in pop music in the last 40, 50 years, I think. Roberta Flack. Sadly enough, she has ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, and she can't sing anymore. The disease made it impossible for her to sing, and she actually has a hard time even speaking.
Yeah.
So then she's been around for quite a long time. When you understand what ALS is all about, It's something that gets at every bit, every fiber of your body. And there's a new documentary out, interestingly enough, this week called Roberta. Be at the film festival in New York.
Well, her life story is just so fascinating. She's the daughter of a pianist. She classically trained herself, full ride to Howard University when she was only 15.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing, absolutely amazing. And she has a children's book coming out this month.
I see that. Yeah. The Green Piano, How Little Me Found Music. That's kind of a... What this becomes is inspiration for our youngsters, right? I think that's kind of the whole thing. So she can still communicate doing this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it'll be good. She had a stroke back in 2016. I'd forgotten about that. And so that may start looking at, if you understand how ALS starts, often it starts with a stroke. So anyway, she said, I could sing any number of songs that I've recorded through the years easily. If I could, I would, but I can't. She says, if I'm going to sing, I'm going to pick songs that move me. I wonder about some of the pop songs, like First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. Clint Eastwood used that movie, used the music in that movie, Play Misty for Me, which is really kind of a creepy music, a creepy movie. There are a lot of songs. I went to see Ticket to Paradise last night. It was one of the most satisfying movies I've seen for a long time. One of the reasons is because of using a couple of songs in just the right place in the movie. But if you haven't seen it, I would suggest you go. And back to Roberta Flack. Let's just hold a good thought for her. I think that'll be productive. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet care experts advise guardians to think like a parole officer. Any destructive, delinquent pet needs constant supervision and strict training. The recommended attitude is not preventative, but rather correctional, as it might be in prison. This attitude is detrimental both to the pet and to your relationship with him. If you're always correcting him, always certain that he's going to do something wrong when you're not around, you're creating a situation where only bad things can happen. Cats and dogs are not delinquent. No matter what they have done, they're not trying to get even with you. They're not committing these acts because they have become genuinely evil or some malicious streak in their personality. There's always a reason or a variety of reasons that contribute to this type of behavior. Once you've tracked down the cause, you can really get to the resolution. That's really important. The most important thing you can do as a pet guardian if you have a dog or a cat that has behavioral problems is analyze and figure out why the problem's there. Once you know the why, the resolution is real easy. But don't focus on correcting. Focus on figuring out why the problem's there in the first place. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Control of the U.S. House of Representatives hinged on Monday on several tight races that could secure a majority for Republicans following midterm elections, having won 212 seats compared to Democrats, 206, with 218 needed for a majority. But the final outcome might not be known for days as officials continue counting ballots nearly a week after Americans went to the polls. Wall Street's main indexes ended lower on Monday, with real estate and discretionary sectors leading broad declines as investors digested comments from U.S. Federal Reserve officials about plans for interest rate hikes. The National Basketball Association has been sued by three longtime referees who said the league fired them this year after they refused to be vaccinated against COVID-19 over religious objections. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wanted. That's right. It's Thanksgiving time, isn't it? Yeah. Crank this up, will you please, James? My favorite silly Thanksgiving song. All right. It's hungry time. There it is. Ooh, apple peaches, pumpkin pie.
I used to say at the end of Counting to Hide and Seek.
I'd say that over again. You were not loud enough for me to hear you.
Oh, I've never heard this song. I love it.
Haven't
that's
you?
That's totally something we used to say when at the end of counting for hide and seek, or more aptly, Ghosts in the Graveyard. We did the apple peaches, pumpkin pie. If you're not
you've
ready,
never heard this song, this pop song before?
Uh-uh.
Really?
It's great. It's a total pop.
All right, James,
I like
crank it back up again for all those people who've never heard this song before. This is one of my favorite, not even a Thanksgiving song. It's just... the silly pop songs from the late 60s. And the game, it does reference the game in the lyric line. So, there you go. So, as we begin to think about Thanksgiving a little bit more, there is still, if you haven't gotten your turkey, I've said this before three or four times, you're probably going to be shut out in the turkey department because there's such a shortage of them this year. We'll talk about that on the Farm Food and Family portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Some good news about a mother who beat breast cancer. This is pretty amazing. Janine Patton Coble had a malignant tumor in her right breast, discovered in June 2009. She was taking a run on a beach during her family's annual vacation. She was 39 at the time, searching for the perfect words to share her news with her son, who was 11 years old at the time. I was trying to come up with the Academy Award-winning speech to tell my youngster that this is what's going on. Just trying to wrap my head around all of the information, all of it at the same time. And then she stumbled on an abandoned beachfront property that was filled with lots of things. And she thought to herself, wow, as I was turning to run back to where we were staying, this former history teacher said, I realized you got to create a place like this, empty place, where cancer patients can relax. So she came up with an idea, and now she gives free vacations to patients and their families to make priceless memories. The women who have breast cancer, we all know that this is a very difficult. I remember when Tony came into the house, we sat down on the steps to the second story. The two children were there. I was there. And she said, I have breast cancer, and it's bad. And so then I learned about what stage four was all about. And the idea of being supportive, the children and I have been very all through the years, very supportive of certain things here. Tony went through a lot of bad stuff with chemo and radiation, and there are a lot of people who have that problem. I think those are the people that Ms. Coble is speaking to. Isn't it? Those are people that have the toughest time
with this. Yeah, it's like what a lot of children and young adults get with Make-A-Wish, where this is for the adults and the families. And it's like that last chance to make these memories, this last vacation, and just really being able to do it upright and not have to worry about cost. Because as you know, Doug, and so many people who have loved somebody who lost their battle to cancer or gone through cancer, that it's expensive.
And it's crazy expensive.
That's a toll. It's already taking so many emotional and physical tolls on people. It doesn't need to take that financial toll as well.
So where did the money come from? Did she have a, did she, is she independently wealthy, or did she raise the money through a GoFundMe? How did the money get put aside so they can take care of it? Like 2,000.
Yeah, she raises the money to cover the expenses.
2,000 families have taken advantage of this at this, they call it the Pink House of Hope. Over the past 12 years, all the volunteers with her, she said, quote, we create an environment where they no longer feel isolated. Mm-hmm. Walking alongside them as they create these memories is a privilege, she says. And she's obviously very much involved in it. This is down in the Charlotte area.
Yeah, and she works with property management companies and private homeowners even to donate homes, townhomes, condos for these retreats, people who have their rentals.
All over the country. Good for her. This is very cool. Yep. So you turn, what is it, you turn something into sweet? What's the expression? Turn, I don't know, there's some expression, turning something bad into something good. And that looks like that's what her role is. Good for her. Here's some, I don't know whether I call this good news or not. I don't want to be a contrarian, but I'm not a fan of the Biden student debt relief program. And so there have been court cases. One of the court, I think last, did we say last Thursday, that some the Supreme Court would not take up the challenge, so that would let it go through. Well, now a federal appeals court yesterday issued a nationwide stay, which bars the administration to do what it was going to do on the student loan debt relief front. The ruling is by the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis. Six states have been arguing in this lawsuit the program threatens future tax revenues and circumvents congressional authority because he made the executive decision, which presidents have been doing more and more, which I find I take for any number of reasons. I don't like this program, but that's one of them, because there's way too much executive privilege. Trump went off the reservation with it because he couldn't get the Congress to do what he wanted. So, and Clinton, I mean, a bunch of these things have been done over the years, and George Bush. This injunction remains in effect until further notice, further order of the court or the Supreme Court. So this is going to go back to the Supreme Court. And because it is as controversial as it is, and because it isn't fair, I get that a lot of people need help. But this is not the way to do it. Canceling up to $20,000 in student debt for a lot of Americans.
That's the root of the problem.
People no, it doesn't. The problem that. Is, right, exactly. The problem is, did I have this conversation on the air? I have it with my brother-in-law. Maybe, I can't remember. Okay. I'm going to tell you the conversation. So we were talking about what college professors get paid. And I was comparing what my son-in-law gets paid to what my daughter gets paid. And I'm not going to make the judgmental statements that I did on the air with regard to, you know, how the money is paid and why it is that in some, a lot of college circumstances, there isn't, if the professor is very knowledgeable as a specialist in a particular field, he or she often doesn't have to teach as much as those who are, you know, responsible really for learning. That is that upper echelon, if you will, of profs. And so under the circumstances, if you are lucky enough to be an expert, then you get a lot of time to write books, and that how much time do you spend in the classroom versus, you know, the other things that you do. But one of the reasons that college is this expensive, in my opinion, is that there are a lot of people who are acknowledged as world leaders in thought, but they're not passing the thought, the info they have along, to enough people. So that there is sort of prestige for the university, but that doesn't help youngsters coming along who need to have basic bottom-line knowledge in order to function properly in society. And so that's one of the problems that we're that you're faced with. Plus, the interest rate on these damn loans, ridiculous. It really is. It's the highest interest rate. It's like a credit card almost. Not quite
it
that bad.
It should be a crime, really.
Yeah, it's awful. If you're going to try to, if the government's really serious about this, then it regulates the amount of interest that you can charge on these loans. The government regulates a lot of interest. You know, the Fed's really all about the interest and what gets charged and what it does to the economy in general. So, and I don't really think that in this particular ruling, the potential harm to state revenue, I don't think that's really, that's not what motivates me to be against it. I just think it's unfair. It doesn't, as you said, Jay, address the root of the problem. And it also, you know, doesn't really, what happens to people who went to trade schools and borrowed the money? Or, you know, in general, it's just, there are a lot of problems people have today. Okay, well, if we can't pay our bill, then we're going to, then it will pay it off. The government will pay it off. That's wrong thinking. It doesn't motivate. We have people who have a hard time being motivated enough because it's so doggone easy to collect unemployment and government benefits now. I mean, look around you. When you hire somebody to be a plumber or someone who's a framer or someone who's doing manual labor, when's the last time you saw somebody who was white doing that? And I don't mean that to be a wise guy. I'm just telling you, maybe in my neck of the woods it's different, but in the places where I spend most of my time, it's almost impossible anymore to see a white laborer. You just don't see him. So where are these people?
I have a family member who are in those fields.
Yeah, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But that's why I think that sometimes I do believe that it is based on location, that we all have our own
maybe.
Experiences. And
yeah, maybe. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, right, could be. But anyway, that whole thing is a can of worms and a problem. Speaking of a can of worms, there is a warning. Looking at some of the weather around the country, we may have a little snow flurry activity here, just a dusting, nothing serious, because it's getting below freezing at night. It was long. We were a month late getting our first frost here. It was only like 3 weeks ago we had our first frost. The ground, there's still things growing, And so we have a little dusting of snow here, which is, though, a cruel reminder of us going into the worst
time of year.
Weather months. Yes, it is. It's that time.
We had a nice snowfall over the weekend, and it's already all gone.
Yeah, it'll go because the old ground's warm. Anyway, one of the major fuel companies is warning of a diesel shortage and a heating oil shortage and how it will impact you and what you are paying. There's a supply alert in some parts of the country, especially in the southeast. People who are in the trucking business, people who are farming, the fuel delivery companies are saying there's going to be a diesel fuel shortage causing problems. It's very expensive. I have to order my winter supply of diesel fuel, and I don't look forward to paying for this. The farms, I'm looking at some of the farms here and how much they use. We're all about the same. We all use, if it's an active farm, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14,000 gallons of off-road diesel every year. And the price is crazy, and the supply is in question. So I don't know what you do about that. If you have diesel, diesel fuel and home heating oil, the same thing. It's like jet fuel. It's the same. It's all the same stuff. So anyway, you wonder why it costs you so much to get on an airplane and go somewhere. That's one of the reasons. It's a big business. Today's business challenges are growing more complex, yet work happens with only a fraction of the creative and critical energy available to tackle them. Therefore, businesses need to implement new ideas to solve some of the challenges that they have every single day. So here's Andy Solomon with an efficiency alert.
Many current business problems have no single answer, making asking good questions, sharing ideas, generating options, and finding a path forward difficult. Technology and design pioneer Tom Wujek shares how teams can break through these barriers.
Many of today's problems demand creative methods and tools to elevate thinking. And that's why I worked with the Project Management Institute to develop Wicked Problem Solving, an online course of visual tools and interactive training to create amazing breakthroughs.
PMI Wicked Problem Solving helps businesses and individuals elevate their ability to solve problems of all sizes through visualizing ideas and fostering more consistent innovation.
With Wicked Problem Solving, you'll learn to apply an operating system for creative collaboration. It guides you to systematically build a shared understanding, to generate better options, and to align on bold steps towards realizing positive outcomes.
For more information, visit wickedproblemsolver.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've wandered into 53 past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for the 15th of the month. It's farm food and family time. And as usual, Jay, we get started with a recall. This time it's Boston Baking. Interestingly enough, Boston Baking is headquartered in Boston. Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk?
I know. Okay, so they're recalling their 3-ounce individually wrapped packages of Boston Baking mini cinnamon crumb cakes. These are snacks that are sold pretty much at Whole Foods. They have undeclared pecans in them. If you're allergic to pecans, how did all of these allergies start? I've been asking that question to peanuts and pecans and all that other stuff. And I will give you an answer that some farmers are not going to like. The problem with the pecans and the whatever it is that you've developed an allergy to has nothing to do with the food itself. It has to do with the sprays, with the things they inoculate, with the things that are used to kill the weeds or to enhance growing. All these chemicals are what you're allergic to. That's what I found out about my gastric problems. The essence of what I have is an allergy to gluten. And it isn't really an allergy to gluten or to wheat. It's an allergy to the crap that gets sprayed on the conventional wheat that's grown in this country. When it is harvested and when it's processed, that stuff doesn't go away. So you're eating, absorbing, intaking all of that stuff that's poisonous. And that's, I know that's the problem with some foods as well.
Oh, that totally makes sense with the digestive issues and food intolerances.
Yeah.
But what about those who have the allergy where they go into anaphylactic shock?
Well, I don't know about that. I know that it's dangerous. I don't even mean what causes it. Is there something more to this that's life-threatening? Because some people, you're right, who consume these products are, they're going to have a real tough time of it. I'm not sure what your question is, Jay. Is it that there's more to it than what I'm saying about the sprays? Or the
No, I'm saying that makes sense, what you're saying with the sprays the digestive issues with the food intolerances and everything. But then the additional question is, would it be those sprays for the allergies where it's the anaphylactic shock when people have...
don't know
like
the answer.
Severe, like the peanut allergy or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. It may still be the things that they use to spray on them, keep the bugs away, or whatever they put in the soil. There have been no illnesses reported so far with this, the cinnamon crumb. Say it again, Doug. There it is. The cinnamon. Cinnamon. That is cinnamon. It's cinnamon crumb cakes. Okay, enough with the alliteration.
It's nice to see a food recall, though, that's not like some deadly disease.
Right.
It's
an
allergy that it's an ingredient that they forgot to mention. Have you seen the pot? There's a big poppy seed recall in Australia. Like,
I didn't see that.
All
really?
Across Australia, poppy seeds are a strong no-go.
All right. Well, something to be careful of. And again, bring the crumb cakes back to the store and get your money back. That's it. Return them and get a full refund. All right? That's what you should do always with whatever the recall is. In a moment, I'll talk about dairy and milk and that sort of thing after this important message.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
So on the American Family Farmer this week, we're going to talk about dairy and how hot it is. The demand for dairy products in America, the American public is saying we want more. It's back to the same impact that the dairy is. The cows are not the same, the product's not the same, but the demand is the same. There are a lot of great stories. We'll tell you the story about a farmer in Pennsylvania. He and his wife are keeping the dairy small and simple and doing a good job of it. That's this week around the country on a lot of these same stations. The American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.